T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Stands. And you know, invariably, I mean, when Hillary was there, you saw her all the time. You saw Michelle, I mean, ad nauseum. I mean, you couldn't go anywhere without, and I'm not picking on it, I'm just saying that's the way it is. And did you ever see many Ivankas? I'm not sure.
Melania,
yeah, I'm sorry. Whoops.
Yeah, you did, but I think she was polarizing, and I think Michelle Obama was so appealing to so many people.
Maybe
they don't think they could sell as many magazines yet with Dr. Jill Biden. I'm not sure, but I want to welcome in Lisa Burns, Professor of Media Studies at Quinnipiac. Good morning, Professor.
How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, what'd you think of Dr. Biden's visit yesterday?
Well, she has certainly created a stir, which is surprising. She seems to do that wherever she goes. It got a lot of media coverage. It was, you know, all over the news last night. And, you know, great attention for not only Connecticut, but a really great way to celebrate Miguel Cardona's official swearing in as education secretary.
Did it get play outside of Connecticut?
I feel like
in Connecticut, you know, outside of the pandemic, you know, things can get a little sleepy. I mean, did it get much attention outside of our environs?
Yes, it did. Actually, it made the national news on the networks last night. It was on cable news and, you know, the big papers like Washington Post. I was just reading the Washington Post story this morning.
Does she have, and this is what Brian and I were trying to figure out, as you know, Michelle Obama had a number of things, healthy nutrition, let's move, you know, things of that sort. Melania wanted to
be best.
Yeah. You know, what's her name? The wife of George Bush.
Laura Bush?
Yeah, she wanted reading. Mm-hmm. You know, and Lady Bird Johnson wanted beautiful roads. Is education going to be her hook, so to speak?
Well, I think education is one of the things that she's interested in. We've already seen we have a more active First Lady in Jill Biden than we've had in a long time in the White House. She already, even before she was officially First Lady, restarted the Joining Forces program that supports military families that she worked on with Michelle Obama when she was Second Lady. She's visited two different cancer centers to see how she's been a longtime advocate for cancer research, especially given how her family has been personally impacted. So she's visited a couple different cancer centers to see how they're helping patients during the pandemic. And then education, I think, is sort of that third area that we've seen her speak out in favor of free community college, and then also supporting teachers. In fact, on her first full day in office, she did a conference call with teachers around the country talking to them about the challenges of teaching during the pandemic and how they can get back into the classroom safely, which, of course, is why she was here yesterday.
But is she going to have that sort of one? I mean, they all sort of take one thing and have a catchphrase type thing. I don't know what goes back to Nancy Reagan and her, just say no. Yeah, but I don't know.
Just say no.
But do you think that, I mean, she's going to do something like that?
Well, definitely. But here's the thing. I think a lot of the first ladies, you might remember the kind of one thing that they did, but they obviously did a lot more than that.
Sure.
Like Lady Bird Johnson actually is a really good example. So she had the Highway Beautification Act, which her husband signed into law, but the beautification project was much broader than that. She had a See America program that was part of that, where it was about encouraging people to visit the national parks around the United States. She did a lot of work in D.C. with a lot of the green spaces you see in Washington, D.C.,
where
thanks to the committee she was on. And she did a lot of work in support of his programs. Head Start, for example, she was the head of Head Start.
Wow.
And we don't necessarily remember that, but those were all things that she was involved with.
So maybe my question would be, how much influence within the hierarchy at the White House does the First Lady have? historically?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know so much if it's influence inside the White House, although, of course, you know, depending on the relationship, a lot of husbands and wives very close. Of course, you know, she's an advisor and a confidant for the husband.
Yeah.
But it's more about the public influence that the first lady, we mentioned media coverage. So
right.
She has a spotlight on her where she can bring attention to issues. And the ones that have been most successful are the ones who can, they know they're going to get coverage no matter what they do.
Right.
So if they have programs either that they champion or that they're in concert with what their husbands are trying to do,
right.
If they can work together, they can get positive press for the administration in those efforts.
We're talking with Professor Lisa Burns from Quinnipiac in their media studies department. You know, you bring up, you know, Lady Bird Johnson, and we go back. Is the publicity surrounding the First Lady greater than it was 50, 100 years ago today, or is it only feels that way because we have so much more media in our culture?
You know what? I don't think it's greater. It's just different. First ladies have been getting media coverage since Martha Washington's day.
Sure.
And, you know, consider sort of thinking about the newspapers that we had back then. But when she was traveling to New York the first time to visit her husband, the versions of sort of the local newspapers along the way all covered her travels to go to New York. And it got to the point where she actually complained to a relative saying that she felt like a state prisoner because she couldn't go out of the house without being followed around and people reporting on what she was doing and criticizing what she was doing. So when I've studied the media coverage of First Ladies, what I've found is the more things change, the more they stay the same. It's just a different type of media coverage.
I think the one advantage you have, though, is that, you know, this is age, everybody's got a target on their back, so on and so forth. But I think a lot of people in the media are reluctant, or at least more reluctant, to criticize the First Lady than the President.
Yeah, that's generally true, in part because I think there's a sense she wasn't elected. But that's also where some of the criticism sometimes comes in, because they say, well, you know, who are you to be doing
right.
these things? You know,
right.
you think about, like, the criticism that, you know, Hillary Clinton got for being put in charge of health care.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Michelle Obama was even criticized for trying to make school lunches healthy because then kids didn't want to eat their lunches. And so that was somehow problematic. So it's the criticism may be a little bit different, but they are definitely way more popular than their husbands. And that's why they can be such an asset to their administration.
Well, now that it's not really enough time in the rearview mirror, but looking back a little bit on how Melania was treated and how she was in that role, what are your thoughts on her?
You know, she was what we would call a reluctant first lady, as we saw, especially, you know, the first 6 months or so, she didn't do much of anything. She stayed in New York because, you know, she wanted to keep her son in school in New York, which of course makes sense, but she really didn't embrace the role. She didn't seem to like being in the role. Of course, we have some of those tapes that were leaked later that we heard her actually complaining about, you know, having to decorate the White House. But even the things I think that she tried to do, the Be Best program was criticized because it was actually a rehash of an Obama-era program. So it wasn't really a new idea. She did the trip to Africa and spent half of it doing kind of, you know, posing in front of monuments, which really undermined some of, I think, the conversation she was having with the wives of African leaders. But, you know, the bigger attention items were more on her as a former fashion model.
Right.
And I just think she wasn't really that comfortable in the position. But in other ways, you know, especially when she decided not to go to D.C. right away, I thought that was a good sign because these women aren't elected. They don't have to perform this role. There's nothing in the Constitution or anywhere that says that we need a First Lady.
Wow. And I do think if there's an attack on the First Lady, and once again back to Melania, is I just kind of wonder if that was a way to get to him. You know what I'm saying?
I think in some ways it was. I mean, the other example that, you know, and especially because it would definitely get under his skin when that happened.
Gotcha.
You know, the fact that she didn't have as many magazine covers, especially as a formal model.
Oh, yeah.
You know, why wasn't she on the magazine covers? But, you know, even when she went to visit the children who were detained at the border, she wore the jacket. The one said, you know, I really don't care.
Yes.
Yeah, so even something that could have been seen as a goodwill mission, that there was someone from the White House that really was looking to see about the welfare of these children and families, all of it got undermined because she wore that jacket. So, you know, the tense relationship between her and the media, some of it was definitely mistakes made on her end.
All right. Hey, listen, it's great to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Enjoy the rest of your term.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.